Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, June 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Rescue teams are still racing to find a missing submersible with five people aboard in the North Atlantic. The vessel had around 40 hours of oxygen left as of Tuesday afternoon, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. Searchers relocated remote-operated vehicles to explore the origin of underwater noises detected by a Canadian aircraft, though they haven't found anything, the Coast Guard said in a tweet today. The submersible disappeared after it began its dive Sunday morning toward the wreckage of the Titanic, which sits some 13,000 feet below the ocean's surface. We're exclusively reporting that the U.S. tracked employees of two China-based telecom companies at facilities in Cuba that were suspected of housing Chinese eavesdropping operations. The intelligence on employees of Huawei and ZTE contributed to suspicions within the Trump administration that the companies might be playing a role in expanding Beijing's ability to spy on the U.S. from Cuba. That's according to people familiar with the matter. It couldn't be learned whether the Biden administration has pursued that line of inquiry. Huawei denied the accusations. ZTE and the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence didn't respond to requests for comment. China has denied that it is spying in Cuba. And Google's cloud business is launching an anti-money laundering product that is aimed at letting its artificial intelligence technology take greater control of the process. Google says the tool is intended to help users reduce the number of false positive results that can be generated by risk screening systems whose process involves more human input. The product launch comes as several U.S. tech companies are flexing their AI capabilities following the success of the ChatGPT app. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly lower, and European shares largely fell in early trading. And U.S. stock futures wavered before Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's scheduled 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.